Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
And now, Hangar 56 Media presents Spike's Car Radio, a downloadable Cars and Coffee, hosted by writer, comedian, and automotive enthusiast Spike Ferriston. Now, here's Spike.
Green River,
Creedence Clearwater Revival. Boy, I love these guys. Listen to this stuff. Another good driving song. And again, wet, spangly guitar. If you're going to talk, I have to put you up. Hold on.
Well,
there's Zuckerman. You have me and Zuckerman. Where we're at, it is something you call Easter, something you call Passover. Are there any other holidays on this day?
Ramadan is happening right now, too, for
Ramadan. Happy Ramadan to everyone.
Happy ghost story.
You know who's not having a happy Ramadan? And this is a big victory lap for you, Zuckerman, so I'll let you tell everyone.
Okay. Lieber Swine, he does not have the swine flu, but he does have the COVID. Poor Lieberman. You know, he said he wasn't going to get it. I'm not celebrating that he has it.
Yes,
it is a told-you-so moment. No, you're getting it too. Everyone's getting it.
I'm not going to get it.
Okay, there you go. You're going to get it. You will get it.
Why? Johnny very proudly would send us his negative tests and tell us, sometimes twice a week, he was never going to get this, right?
Like an idiot, he would do that. Yes, of course. Tempting fate, the evil eye, the can of horror. You know, sure. Yeah, Lieberman, you're going to get it.
So that's why you were happy. So last week, he said, I said, hey, are you in town? We want to do a podcast. And he said, I'm about to get my test results, and I know they're going to come back positive. I said, oh, my God. And sure enough, he had it. His wife has it. And I said, well, at least keep Richard from getting it because he can replace you when you die. And he said, Richard has it too. Richard recovered, I think, quite right away. But
Lieberman sounded bad. His wife apparently was worse. I don't relish my victory.
Should we call him and check in with
him? Let's call him.
Here, put on these headphones here.
Let's hear.
Are those the ones that are plugged in?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go.
Let's hear from our dying friend.
And you tell me if you can't hear.
I hear you great.
I won't put Johnny's number.
Tell everyone what his number is. All the fans can call him.
I'm sorry. Hold on here. I'm moving through my iPhone in real time.
We don't want him to die until Pikes Peak. Then he can die.
Right. That's what you're upset about.
Right result, wrong day.
As one ring, we are calling Johnny Lieberman at his home, COVID Central, also known as the hospital ward. Maybe he's already passed. Can you hear him?
It would be appropriate for him to die on Easter.
Why?
It makes sense. One more Jew down.
He's not going to pick up. It must
Your
be.
Your call has been forwarded
oh, come
to
on.
An automatic voice message
what a
system.
Dope.
He knows we're calling. This is Johnny Lieberman.
Calling the sick ward.
Hello.
Johnny, you have Spike Ferriston and Paul Zuckerman. Is it okay if we use your voice on the air?
Yes, of course.
How are you? We're checking in.
Not great.
Still?
I'm not. Yeah, no, this sucks.
You got long COVID.
How long have you had it?
We took a test Monday. Today's Sunday. So, but we knew we kind of knew we were positive when we took the test. So
you sound terrible.
A week. Yeah. I mean, I've been better. I'm much better today than I was Tuesday or Wednesday was just like awful.
Do you still have the fever? You said your fever hadn't broke.
No, I had like over 100. I'm at like 98 point something, but my normal temperature is like 97 something. So I've just been like a degree up.
He's corpsey.
Yes.
Yeah, he's cold. Yeah. He's cold.
He's good.
So he's just a degree up.
Yeah.
How did you get it? Are you going to share with everybody how you got it?
I don't know specifically. I mean, you know, in general, we went to Kentucky.
Right. So it's Kentucky's fault.
It's Kentucky's fault. I mean, look, to be fair, we let our guard down. There's a couple situations where, you know, we were indoors and unmasked with
undressed.
Richard's here, by the way.
How's Richard feeling?
Oh, he's fine. Poor kid, though. We're all still testing positive.
Hi, Spike.
Hey, Richard.
Hey,
how
Richard.
Are you?
Good.
Do you need to go number two, Richard?
Zuckerman, leave him alone.
So say something mean to Zuckerman.
Hey, Zuckerman, you're dumb.
Example.
You're raising him right, Johnny. Yes, you're raising him right.
I know.
So what was it, Johnny?
The poor kid is cooped up because
forget the
Amy,
kid. How did you get it?
In Kentucky, I don't know.
You were in a house with a lot of folks, and somebody brought it in,
unmasked and unclothed.
Yeah, no, I mean we were doing a lot of whiskey tasting, and there was two times where we should have had masks on probably, we should have had masks on, didn't.
Zuckerman said, and I think rather astutely, when people get drunk, they talk loud and they spit in your face. Do you think that was it?
Not really, honestly, because like
happened.
No,
is it possible your beard drifted into your mouth and your beard gave it to you?
Yes, it's kind of possible. No, but like honestly, we the first couple nights we were getting drunk, but then like we're old people, so like that stopped.
Yeah,
And just based on what I know, we would have contracted it around Thursday.
Poor guy,
We just weren't. We just weren't even partying. We partied like Monday,
So what do you? But, so yeah, how long are you out? How long are you out now? You just don't know you test negative, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we're testing again tomorrow. We tested yesterday. We're all positive. We're gonna test again tomorrow.
How much have you recovered? Are you 50%, 60%, 70%?
Okay. So from my weakest, I'm about 90% better. But the problem is, I'm still hacking up like rainbow loogies. It's disgusting.
Disgusting. Short dick.
You had to
COVID.
Ask him about that. Now we're hearing about his loogies. This is horrible.
You asked. Also,
I didn't. He
dick,
did.
Where's this coming from? Yeah. Well, I mean, you, the collective, the royal you.
Well, we want you to feel better. You inspired me to go out and get a booster, which I did.
Yeah.
And
that's the thing. I don't know if you talked about it, but like, two of our friends that we went with, they got boosters like just before we left. And so even though they tested positive, they barely had symptoms.
Wow.
Amy and I,
that's great.
So you're unvaccinated?
What's that?
You're unvaccinated?
Stop it. Will you leave him alone? He's sick.
What? I got vaccinated before you.
And then did you get the booster?
Yes.
In October. But see, he got his
What he's saying is he and I got our boosters in October, November, and they got sick, but these other folks got their boosters.
So you're double boosted now.
Yeah, I walked in and just got it.
Another booster.
I can't afford to go down right now.
Yeah, no, this sucks because it's like I'm just, you know, I woke up this morning at, I don't know, probably like 7 o'clock, and then at 9 I took a nap until noon. You know, I just have no energy. Well, except that you wake up like sick and you're trapped in your house.
Okay.
And, you know, five-year-old bouncing off your head.
Enough sympathy for you.
All right. Well, feel better.
Thanks.
Sure. Yes.
All the listeners want you to get back so they can watch you drive off a cliff.
That's right.
Don't die before then.
Well, I'm fine. I'm gonna be fine. It's just like a really bad. You know, have I had worse fevers in my life? Sure. But this just sucks. And it's crazy how contagious the disease is.
Yes. Yeah, we know.
It's just crazy. It's crazy. You know?
All right.
Everybody
in the house got it, huh? How many people was that?
Well, I was gonna say everybody except for the one person who had it. There's one of us, she had it, so she didn't get it. But there was 8 of us in the house and 7 of us
got it from her.
But 7 of us had never had COVID before.
Wow.
The one that had it didn't get it.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, so, I look forward to the Lieberman variant. We all do.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's mostly rainbow snow.
LIEB3.
Yeah.
Feel better. Take care of yourself. Goodbye. Take care of Richard, please.
Bye.
And we'll see
Zuckerman, you're dumb. Bye.
He said he ended that with Zuckerman, you are dumb. You know what's not dumb, Zuckerman? Mack Weldon clothes. It's no secret we all want to look our best this spring, right? Well, Mack Weldon is the expert when it comes to styles. Essentials perfect for the new season. Whether you want to upgrade your sweats collection or need that new gear that stands out to the changing weather, Mack Weldon has exactly what you're looking for. And if that's not convenient enough, let me tell you what Mack Weldon's daily wear system. All the clothes work together for real. So whether you're headed to work, going for a run, just hanging out on a couch, getting dressed takes no effort at all. They have sweatpants. They have sweat shorts. They have shirts. They have boxers. They have the half zip, full zip jacket. They have so much good stuff. Zuckerman knows I wear it all the time. I'm wearing Mack Weldon pants right now, Zuckerman. I wore them special for you. Check out Mack Weldon for yourself and save 20% on your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com/SCRPod. Why do they change these codes so much?
Ew.
They keep every code is different. And then, of course, I tell everyone, you can DM me and I'll get, but now I'm just a code monkey. Like, I'm just handing out codes to everybody because they keep changing. Well, here's the new one, MackWeldon.com/SCRPod. MackWeldon.com/SCRPod. Enter promo code SCRPod. It's like a fish. MackWeldon.com/SCRPod. Promo code SCRPod, 20% off. Find that cool look, comfortable look for spring. Love their stuff. Jerry said he met the that Mack Weldon guy. I had a great time at the Long Beach Grand Prix.
Really?
Was it last Sunday?
Last Sunday.
Could have been the first time where I really had a great time, driven mostly by Jack Ferriston and James and Mom and Netflix and the Formula One show. I don't know if you watched that show.
I have not, but everybody who's watching that show, which is a lot of women, they become enthusiasts of F1.
It's instantly crazy. And I started coming home and Jack and his mom are watching TV, which, by the way, they just don't do that. He's like a teenager now. They're just not sitting watching TV together anymore, but they're watching racing. And I kept coming home and like, what are you guys up to? And Erica's like, quiet. And she's like, Raikkonen is at P3 and we're, you know, she's starting to talk like an F1 fan, which was cool, right? So then Friday night, I'm driving home. They say, hey, we need you to get us into the Long Beach Grand Prix. Normally not an issue, but it's Friday night before the race, right? And I say, let me see what I can do. And I said, but why? Jack wants to go. I want to go. And James wants to go. So we all went down there. And thanks to Sue Crowther, our friend who was the PR person for Indy, no longer there, but she called up her friends. Our friend, Scott Dixon.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Rossi, I was able to kind of get in there quickly and go everywhere and have an amazing time. And we were there the entire day for the race. That's the first time I stayed for the full race.
It helped that the weather was good. It's usually brutally hot for whatever reason.
It was perfect. It was like 68. You weren't sweltering. It had been 101 a few days earlier. But Scott Dixon, I'm like, hey, man, Sue has got me passes in. I don't have anywhere to sit. So if you have any suite, he's got a race. He's like, I'll hook you up. And then, you know, we get there a little late on the morning, Sunday morning. He, you know, crowds of people. He's just come to the trailer. I text him. He goes, I'm in my team meeting. It's going to be 10 minutes. And then he just comes out a door. Hey, man, come in. And we're hanging out with him. I'm like, don't. In my head, I'm just like, I hope I'm not bothering this guy. He's got hats for the kids. He's taking pictures with the wife. And he's, you know, personable and showing us his watch. He's got his Richard Mille watch. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm just trying not to say anything that can affect the race. Right?
Jinx him.
He's such a sweetheart. And those of you who said you got to get him on the show, he's been on the show. And he's gonna come back on the show, of course. But thank you to Scott Dixon. You know, then we got hooked up with Beth Peretta, who I had not met or met once before. She used to work for Aston Martin, and now she has an all-female Indy team. The mechanics, everybody, the engineers, everybody, they're women. And, of course, they are making news all over the place. I said, that's got to be the biggest story in Indy racing. She said, she gave me some number, and I'll get this wrong, but she was like, the regular drivers have been getting social media impressions in the, you know, maybe the tens of millions. Her team is in the billions.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a phenomenon.
And again, you connect this Netflix Formula One storytelling, because my wife isn't into the racing. She's into the storytelling and the people and the personalities. And now she's a fan. Huge fan of Scott Dixon now. And Beth has this all-female team that she's racing a bunch of races. She told me she's going to come on. You got to meet her. Amazing.
Fantastic.
Yeah, really cool story. And, you know, could be the thing that, you know, breathes some new life into Indy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And gives it that thing. I was brought in to sell a show not unlike F1 with Indy. And, you know, these networks just didn't get it. I think we had it over at Amazon. I'm not sure. I can't remember. But, you know, there's a story there. Because, look, you got all these guys. You got Dixon. You got Rossi. They're all very different. All of the drivers. You now have an all-female team, right? It's a no-brainer, as they say. Tell that story. Maybe I should do it. Should I do it?
It's like American Ninja Warrior, but with cars, Ferris.
So we're walking on the track. They brought us down to the track. We saw the drive. Then we're, you know, as the race is starting around the cars, Graham had his son or daughter and just a baby in his arms. And I'm like, why a baby's at the track? And he goes, yeah, we do it for publicity. It was really fun. The whole day was really great. So I want to thank all of those folks. Liza Merkel was on the team Rossi Racing. You made a great day for us. Really the best. I've been there a bunch, and that was the best. And one year I went and I did a ride around with Mario Andretti in that little two-seater. And this was, well, that was pretty great. But this was a nice day for the family and everyone else. So thank you to all those folks. What else do we have here, Zuckerman?
Talk about your car. What are you driving? What is Spike driving today?
You want to talk about that now?
We don't have to.
I like to bang these ads, get them out of the way. Keep chatting. Why don't we talk about Bob's watches? Because Bob's watches is cool. If you guys want to know what kind of watches I like on these pre-owned watch sites, go to bobswatches.com/spike, and you're going to see my choices. These are things that I have picked. Maybe one or two I didn't pick, but I have strict guidelines about which watches I pick. Bob's Watches is a company that's been around us for an awful long time. They sell authentic, luxury, pre-owned watches, vintage, I have bought vintage GMTs as well as new Rolexes from them, and I've handed them back off to them, and they've sold them, and we've actually made money on them. It's a nice place, and they're very respectable when it comes to buying and selling. If you have second thoughts, you know, you sell it back to them. They're considered the most trusted destination to buy or sell 100% authentic luxury pre-owned watches. Shop vintage contemporary pieces from Rolex, Tudor, Omega, Breitling, Cartier, Patek, and more. Explore thousands of models available now at bobswatches.com. Overnight delivery and free shipping included. They have a nice box within a box within a box. An excellent presentation. And I'm currently wearing one right there. The new Rolex Daytona 116500 white dial.
Ooh, big piece. Big guns.
Beautiful piece. You can find it
very
there.
Valuable.
This one and one like it there right now. If you're tired of waiting for yours, I think they've appreciated up over $50,000.
They've tripled. No, yeah, they've tripled or quadrupled in value.
But some people can't wait, and some people don't care about that amount of money. And so you would go to Bob's Watches.
What is money? Money's not real, Ferriston.
You know, before I get to that car, because I do have the Maserati MC20, we could talk about that. There were some other things I thought were kind of interesting, Zuckerman. And I meant to bring this up last week when Jerry was on the show. A fantastic show, though. Jerry.
That was great.
It was a good one, right? He's going to be on an awful lot more because we're out here working. But I missed this. I forgot. The Felicity Ace Cargo.
Yes.
Was laid out to the drive, I think, is where I saw it. The manifest reveals the specific number of vehicles that have already been confirmed on board. 15 Lamborghini Aventadors, representing the final production run, which Lamborghini is now gearing up to replace. 20 Huracans.
Oof.
50 Uruses. Uritas. For a total of 85 Lamborghinis now resting on the ocean floor. Someone said the most expensive faux coral reef in history.
San James Cameron.
Audi lost 846 vehicles. Porsche saw 580 cars lost. Volkswagen, 523, some of which were non-U.S. models intended for Mexico and Central South American markets, likely alongside the three-seat Atticas lost.
What is that car?
I don't know.
Never heard of it.
Bentley lost 190 cars, which represents a not insignificant chunk of the 14,659 the company built last year. There was a bunch of Fendt tractors and then a bunch of weird cars. Did you hear about these weird cars?
No, what was on it?
That are almost more heartbreaking. A 1977 Land Rover Santana.
No.
Yeah, those are cool. Those are really cool. I believe those were the Spanish, the Santanas were the Spanish Land Rovers or some deal with that. A licensed knockdown kit of a Defender. Oh, I see. That's what it is. 2007 BMW 750i.
We like those cars.
A Kia Soul. Whatever. A Mini Countryman. Whatever. A Nissan Versa Note. Nissan. A 718 Boxster GTS 4.0 listed as a tourist vehicle. Is that the Matt Farah car?
That probably is.
Whatever. Sorry. I mean, I don't
know. And what about the Bugattis?
There were no Bugattis.
Yes, Matt, there were.
Matt said there were, but
he said there were six.
But he was wrong. I've since learned that he was wrong. You know, again.
Well, we don't want to disparage.
Matt Farah being wrong is a surprise. But
he was wrong.
He wasn't wrong. He was told some erroneous information. It was from a fairly good source, but the source appears to be wrong.
What was the combined?
Wait, hold on. And here's the other most upsetting, according to Jalopnik or wherever I read this. Oh, the drive. The 65th Honda Prelude SIR ever built on its way to a new owner stateside was also lost before ever got to see it in person. The drive contacted the Prelude owner, and more details will be forthcoming.
These are ludes.
But why? Why are you calling the owner?
To see how unhappy he is.
I'm over it. Give me a
break.
What
was the combined value, Ferriston? Does it say?
It did somewhere. I saw that. Was it $40 million or $400 million?
It's got to be more than $40 million.
Then it would be $400. I thought I read that.
That's a lot of metal. Bye-bye.
See you laters.
Whoops. Let's find someone to make a claim that he had cars on board.
Yeah, but I heard, you know, I was out at Bill's today in this Maserati MC20, and I was there with someone who had an order for a GT3 Touring, and they were just told it's now delayed a year and a half. Because of that accident, things are now delayed a year and a half.
So between the Felicity Ace, between the war, you can't get anything, and we got very, very lucky.
Did you see that sticker I posted?
It was an outrage. It really was.
They doubled the price. $200 over sticker.
Piggish.
You think?
Do I think?
Unless you own one, like we do.
Okay. Yeah, I still though.
But it's imaginary dollars and piggish, right?
It's, I don't know if it's right. I mean, the dealership, how is the dealership getting the money? I guess, right, the dealership is it's war profiteering in a way.
Yeah, that's the ask. They won't settle at that. They'll probably, but they,
but 150? Likely,
yeah, 150, 125, right?
I mean, yeah, fine, it's great for us, but we're not taking that money off the table.
Right.
As you point out, that's what we mean by imaginary
dollars. You must be
dollars.
Happy that you kept this GT2 RS.
I am at the moment, yes.
Because those went back up. We kind of jumped out of ours a little early. Not because of any fault of our own.
I sold a lot of stuff because I did that would be much more valuable today. But whatever. Win some, lose some.
Yeah.
You know.
That's it. Let's talk about this Maserati MC20. So you just saw it.
Gorgeous.
It's gorgeous, right?
Absolutely stunning.
I've only had it for the weekend. Let me tell you what Maserati says about this car, and then we'll talk about it. The MC20 marks a new era for Maserati as the house of the Trident's first supercar in more than a decade. It also signifies Maserati's return to producing their own engines with the 621-horsepower Nettuno engine
designed and
built in-house by Maserati, which you will get to experience firsthand, and I am. What can I tell you about it? Okay, here we go. Three modes, GT, Sport, Corso, two-seater, butterfly doors that whip up, which are cool, 621 horsepower from a twin T V6 that if you had asked me before I knew what it was, I would have said it was an 8-speed dual clutch, mid-engined rear drive. And let's see, its competitors are as follows, and at the end of this, I'm going to tell you which I would buy more, because that's what everybody always wants to know. Would you buy this or this? Acura NSX, Aston Martin Vantage, Audi R8, Ferrari F8, Lamborghini Huracan, McLaren Artura, Porsche 911, Tesla Roadster. Here's what I can tell you, Zuckerman, about this car. I'm going to tell you, first thing, I really like the car. And something that's more important to me than it should be is the exterior styling and aesthetics of a car. When I look at it, do I go, oh, and this car, I do. And it's not just me. It's everybody who is seeing this thing.
100% right? Agree.
Right? It's in a blue, and forgive me, I don't know the color blue, but it's a very Porsche-y Mexico Riviera blue
with metallic blue
in it. And you know, even coming here, Zuckerman, people are taking a guy in a motorcycle is taking a left, and he's waving. He's like, cool. I had it out at Bill's. People are flipping out over it. It's a beautiful looking thing.
And the Trident is so evocative on the front that people want to cheer for the Trident.
There's a really funny moment. I was up in my office at home, and I had it covered in the driveway. And I could see from my office the UPS guy delivering a package and looking at it. And he stopped and he's looking and he's trying to figure out what it is. And I said, guess what that is? And he goes, McLaren? I'm like, no. He goes, Lamborghini? No. He goes, Ferrari? No. Acura? No. What the hell is it? And then I showed him and he flipped out. But that's what I'm going to tell you, at least styling-wise, the experience is going to be with this car. You've got something that nobody knows about yet, and nobody knows that Maserati made. And for the longest time, I think you might have been like me and gone, I'm not even going to think about Maserati when it comes time for anything new or fun that I might buy. But here they are now with a car that I believe the one that I have is still $250,000. It's expensive, but not the most expensive exotic car. But it's a very exotic-looking exotic for the money, right?
It's very desirable, and no one else has one.
Right. So, you know, what's it like to drive? Being a two-seater, The interior is McLaren-like. You looked very at the interior, McLaren, right?
Yep.
And by that, I think I mean it's not very exotic. It's Spartan. Very simple. It's very Spartan. Some folks feel like it should be more showbiz inside, but if you get into a Bugatti Chiron, there's not
Bugatti.
Much.
Bugatti.
What did I say?
You said Bugatti.
Bugatti, sir. Bugatti.
Bugatti, you stupid Bugatti.
I'm a Bugatti. But if you get in a Bugatti Chiron, it's the same. It's Spartan. It's kind of simple. So I didn't mind that so much. Where it's different is how it drives. So in the three modes, the GT mode being the most streetable mode, right? It's still giving you a lot of feedback on the road. Like, you're bouncing around a little bit. You move it to sport to Corso in the PDK, but in the automatic gearbox, it's shifting it at very low RPMs, mm-hmm. which is kind of a little off-putting.
Right, lazy.
So then you want to pop it into manual and drive it with the paddles, but then it's jumpy. So, you know, you have to think of this car as an Italian muscle car, with GT mode being the most drive to work during the week mode, that really, if you don't want to bounce, if you don't want a stiff ride, then perhaps this car is.
Can you separate the suspension dynamics from the engine dynamics?
Yeah, you can.
So you could put the suspension on the most comfortable, but be shifting at higher rates.
You can do that. It's still not going to help this small issue. Look, I think most people are going to buy this car to drive on the weekends, and they're going to have a great time. It is fast. You know, I had it on the highway here, and it just blasts. But when you get on it, like I got on it on Sunset because some little guy in a BMW with a surfboard was playing with me, the car jumps out. You know, it's all that power is going to those rear wheels, and the car, it's, if you like that experience, it went.
Oh, you got a little kick out.
You got a little kick, right? And a lot, I think, a younger folks desire that. It's a real performance thing. If you're like me right now, it's not what I look for, is something that I can drive all the time. So I want to be driving Monday through Friday one way, and then on the weekends be out in the canyons and doing it. So
from my brief experience with it, I liked the scissor door. I liked that the aperture of the door really is like a race car aperture. You really feel like you're getting into a carbon fiber tub. I read the Car and Driver review, and it said that one of the lows was not a lot of driver assist features. And for me, that's not a low. That's a positive. I'm tired. You know, I'm tired of too much shit in a car.
You're right. They did write that. And you were right. That is what I like about
it.
Like, there was no engine turnoff.
Right.
None of that auto stop, whatever that crap is. I noticed my car was never stopping on its own.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to find the button every drive, right?
Leave me alone. I don't want the driver assist. I want it to be just a very Spartan experience that's about performance and driving.
Right. I'm reading their thing right now. Lightning quick acceleration. Oh, yes. 0 to 60 was claimed 2.9, which I guess we believe. They, I think, only got 3.2. Sharp handling. That's, you know, I would somehow tune the suspension differently, and I would make it not so sharp in the GT mode. I would try to fix that piece. Beautifully styled inside and out. You bet. And it is a giant leap forward for the Maserati legacy. I really just like that little emblem on the front. I've always loved the blue and white Maserati emblem.
And the Trident, man.
But it's a winner. It's a winner. That's what I'm going to tell you now.
We're cheering for it.
We're cheering for it, and I want to thank Maserati for giving it to me. It's definitely something our gang would like. Now, though, what would I buy with its competitors? Now, I just found these rivals on a site, and I can't off the top of my head say they're all the same price. But what would I choose? Okay, Maserati MC20 or Acura NSX?
Oh, Maserati.
Maserati, I would choose for sure. Aston Martin Vantage, Maserati MC20.
Maserati.
Maserati, that's right. Audi R8 or Maserati?
Maserati.
Well, here's how I would...
See, you're right. I didn't drive that one, so I can't say. I'm going on looks.
You haven't driven the car. You don't even have to weigh in on this.
I'm going to weigh in on anything. Doesn't matter.
You haven't
first.
Driven it. Let me tell you what I'm thinking about this. The Audi R8 is better when you want to drive it during the week. It's a monster, and it's a very quiet, like Audi. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
The Maserati is not as quiet, but the design, the exterior styling of that car would push it over the edge. And you're right, Zuckerman. I would choose the Maserati.
So I don't know anything, but I'm right. How do you like that, listener?
Ferrari F8. I would choose the Ferrari F8.
It's
just more advanced and more together right now. The Lamborghini Huracan, the same. It's an aging design, so you can make the decision that way. But again, that Huracan is a perfect thing.
It's kind of a, for me, it's a push.
It's a push for Zuckerman. But the Huracan is really a perfectly evolved thing. But again, if you want something new, you want something different that not everyone has, you're going Maserati. McLaren Artura, I have not driven it. I've seen it, so can't really say. The Porsche 911, I would not put those two in the same category. They're two very different ideas. If you want something, you want to be a little on the down low, go to work, you're buying a 911. You want something fun on the weekends, it looks like an exotic supercar, you're buying the Maserati. And the Tesla Roadster, they haven't made it yet. So don't even ask me that, Spike. Don't even ask me that. You know, more and more people are putting those yokes in their cars. Now Lexus is doing it. Toyota is doing it. Matt Farah. He tried to shut this down, maybe, but it's not working.
The yoke cartel is going to kill him. Throw him over an overpass with a yoke tied to his feet.
We got to get Matt back on. We got to call him up.
It's
I think
time.
He's traveling right now. Keep your car looking its absolute best year-round with 303 Cleaners and Protectant. 303s revolutionate. What did I say? What did I call the Bugatti?
Bugazzi. I don't know. Bugosi.
Clean your Bugazzi. With graphene nano spray coating, gives you professional protection in a simple-to-use formula. It will keep your Bugini's car paint protected for up to 12 months. I could be losing it, Zuckerman. And given insane level of depth and gloss, you can also use their brand-new 303 graphene detailer to boost protection, slickness, and shine throughout the year. Can even be used for quick cleanups of light dust and fingerprints between washes. I'm using this stuff, and it is good, Zuckerman. I spray it on the cars in my driveway.
Spray it in your gazach.
And I inhale it, too. I huff it, and I get high as a kite.
Eric's going to find you passed out with a rag on your face.
He's OD'd on graphene again! 303 Graphene Detailer to boost protection, slickness, and shine. Both products are available now at Advanced Auto Parts, AutoZone, and select Walmart locations. Visit 303radio.com for more information. 303radio.com for more information. Graphene Nano Spray. Use it when you run out of manscaping as well. You can spray your junk with it, Zuckerman. In a surprise move, Tesla is no longer including charging equipment with their vehicles. Did you hear about this?
And how are you going to charge? You have to buy it separately?
The move will leave new buyers without a way to recharge at home. And it's a surprising move. Tesla has suddenly discontinued its longstanding practice of including charging equipment with its vehicles. Mr. Musk replied to comments on Twitter about the new policy by saying usage statistics were super low, so seemed wasteful.
Do you agree with that, Mr. Ferrison?
I'm going to tell you my experience, because I can only speak from my experience. We have our second plug-in car. We had that BMW 530, iPerformance, ePerformance, whatever it was, and this. We have never once touched the charger that came with them. Not once.
Okay.
They sit in a little suitcase in the back, and the decision I made, and I'm not sure everyone makes this decision, and I would never say it's right for you, but before I even got the car, I installed the home charger. I was probably more excited about the home charger than the car. And I don't know, because I just don't know the stats on this, but I would guess most people install a home charger because it charges just as fast, sometimes twice as fast if you hook up the right electric, right? So why would you plug it in? And then some folks use that charger if they don't have the extra 220 or 240 or whatever that is. You know what I'm saying? So for me, it made perfect sense to me. Made perfect. Why? What do you think?
I guess you're pointing out it. I just think that people should get what they pay for. So if people aren't using it, though, and it's a waste, are they getting some sort of money off?
Don't you think? I don't think so. Don't you think this is just like the no spare tire? They just stopped putting spare tires in there?
Save a couple dollars.
Well, did you ever use your spare? I did.
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like not having a spare. I've used them.
I like the thought of it, and I have used a spare.
I've used them multiple times. Anyway, that's what I think about that. I don't know. Maybe it should come with it. It should every time you get a thing, you want to be able to plug it in, like a little device or a little drone or a phone or any of those things. You want the ability to do that. But listen to this, Zuckerman. Here's some real information about battery electric cars and why you and everyone else is going to have them very, very soon. I recently read this compiled list of what it costs to charge your cars every year. All right? Listen to this. This is what it costs, right? Now, what is it costing you to fill up your biggest hog of a car right now?
It's 140? Three digits, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I did my Defender. It was 140. Okay, and that is averaging.
That's a big bill.
That's every week now because I'm driving a lot. All right. Here's a list of electric cars. The top 20 most efficient EVs based on the most efficient version of each model. These are also the least expensive to fuel overall. You get a Tesla Model 3. You know what it's costing you a year to charge it?
What?
$500. You getting an idea of the savings here? Big. Just told you 140 a week. Let's just
versus
say
500.
Three times a month, I'm doing 140, right? Versus 500.
That's a big difference.
Lucid Air, 500. Tesla Model Y, 500. Chevy Bolt EV, affordable one, $550 a year. Are you starting to see?
I see
that? We all do a lot of driving that doesn't matter. And this is where the electric revolution is coming to help you. And you're going to get to enjoy this little grace period before they then start jacking up the electric rates to the same price of gas. Mm-hmm. That is my prediction for the future. Because, of course, they will. They'll find a way to screw us, won't they, Zuckerman?
They always do.
They always do. That's right. Who are you talking to on your phone?
I'm just looking at something.
I only got one guy to do a show with. What are you doing?
You're looking at something. Okay, you want
to
know what I'm doing?
The show. Yeah.
I had to return to Wordle for a second because
you're doing a Wordle in the middle of the show.
I love Wordle. Have you tried it yet? Have you tried it?
You're in a funny fats moment. I have. Yes.
And
it's great.
Yes.
But what? You're doing Wordle right now?
Yeah, you're doing ads. You're doing whatever.
What is your Wordle like strategy? Give me a strategy. Do you have a good first word that you start your Wordle with?
No, you have to mix it up. You can't go to something easy.
All right.
You have to have different things, but you do want to have you want to have a good five-letter word.
Spike's Wordle Radio. We'll be right back. No. Go ahead. I want to hear your tips. On any given Wordle, is there any strategy at all that you employ?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
And tell me how.
It's called my brain.
Okay.
But you can
just randomly pick a five-letter word.
Yeah, but you want to have some gimme letters in there, an S, a T, an R. That's helpful. Ferrison, come on. You looked at Wheel of Fortune.
What's your best Wordle?
I've got it in three.
Three? Because I've got it in two.
Okay. I've never been that lucky yet, but two was just, you got lucky.
But I was reading about a guy, he said, here's the best word to start with, and you use it, and then I got it in two. And he
adieu.
Was right. I just got luck.
Adieu?
Yeah, adieu. It was something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I read that, and then I said, fuck that guy. I mean, that's just a cheat.
Fuck the adieu guy?
Yeah, A-D-I-E-U. It's just like a French word, and it's like, okay, you're getting in all the vowels. It's a sneaky way to do it.
You know what? You know what this is? This whole culture is like this right now. It's really funny to watch. As you know, I'm an obsessive tennis player right now. I've already played 3 hours, and I'm going to play right after this, right? And all people are talking about, of course, is paddleball.
Pickleball. Pickleball, dumbbell.
Hey, dumbbell.
You don't even know what you're talking about, but I know what you're talking about.
Pickleball, right. That's how much I hate it. I don't even know how to pronounce it.
I don't even want to.
So, but when you think about it, it's tennis for people who don't want to run and work out and work hard and don't want to hit a hard ball, right? It's that little plastic ball. And it's like, or it's like ping pong, except you're on the table. Wordle is just for dummies who don't want to do crosswords.
Well, I do the crossword puzzle too, Ferris, and this is what's going to keep me from being senile. You'll be physically
too late.
Fit and
it's
dumb.
Not working.
And then, okay, I'm not going to play something called pickleball, nor am I going to play cornhole. I'm not playing something
those
called cornhole.
Those are two bad names, right, for games?
Yeah, I'm not playing. Yeah, you want to play cornhole?
So you know, the first thing you hear from anybody when you say pickleball is, pickleball is the fastest growing sport in the world. Everybody says the same thing. Really?
Pet Rocks is the fastest growing product.
I don't want to be a pickleball player.
You can play with my pickle and my balls.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
That's a real uncle joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's talk about collecting cars. And then think of something to talk about after this. Yeah, go ahead. See if you can solve the Wordle during this
ad. No, because I got to pay attention to you now.
No. Now you don't. Here it is. You ready?
I'm not looking at it.
No. I want you to go on Wordle. And
how about we just punch each other? Why don't we just engage in combat?
This is now a game, all right? I have to do a one-minute ad. You have 1 minute to solve the Wordle.
I'm not going
to
finish it in 1 minute.
Give it your best shot and see if you can do it. I'm serious. You ready? Welcome to Collecting Cars.
This is so dumb.
Take a look at this Ferrari 250 GT Coupe Pininfarina. Oh, this is a beautiful car. Beautiful classic Grand Tour benefiting from a full engine rebuild and braking system overhaul. You doing okay?
I haven't even started.
All right, start. Under the hood, a numbers-matching 3-liter Tipo 128 Colombo V12 producing a dyno-proven 212 horsepower. That used to be a lot, driving the rear wheels through a 4-speed manual transmission. This particular 250 GT is a Series 1 model completed in 1959 and delivered new to Switzerland via Lausanne dealer. The surname of the first owner was Guinness. And it's very likely that was the glamorous couple Lowell and Gloria Guinness, who are known to have had numerous expensive sports cars and luxury vehicles and who owned Villa Zanrock just outside of Lausanne. Wow, this is just a little too cool for me. It has recently received a recent repaint in the color of Grigio Scuro. That's a beautiful car. Let's see what else they have this week. You can find
I'm
all
done,
these cars.
By the way.
You did it?
Yeah.
Can I guess the word?
Okay, guess.
Flatus. I open with flatus every time.
You should.
I open with penis second. What was the word?
The word is ample.
Ample. Ample. So what do you get out of that?
Satisfaction. Okay. It's my competition with myself, Eric.
Well, look at this.
My brain.
Here's some satisfaction. 87.962. Remember that car?
Yep.
3.2-liter flat six with a single turbocharger producing 600 horsepower, driving the rear wheels. This genuine IMSA racer with updated composite Chapman tub was raced in period, campaigned by Bob Aiken, well-known drivers Vern Schuppan, James Weaver, and Hurley Haywood. Hurley! Wow, that's an amazing car.
What do you think that's going to go for?
1.8?
Mm.
2? I don't know where these race cars are at right now. I don't, but that's one of the most usable race cars you can have. That really is. That's, you know, one of the winningest race cars, too, for Porsche.
Yep.
A little bit of a sleeper there. You might want to get into that instead of a 917, getting some a little more modern. They also have Superbike Sunday coming up. More than 40 of the world's most exceptional motorcycles are now live for bids. Oh, they're up right now. An event running till Sunday the 24th. An incredible selection of remarkable street, road, and track bikes from the world's preeminent motorcycle manufacturers, including Ducati, Honda, Bermuda, Triumph, Magni, Ducati, KTM, MV Agusta, Suzuki. Wow. Lots of great bikes, too. Oh, man. Check out CollectingCars.com. Lots of great stuff going on over there.
Guys are doing well.
Speaking about motorcycles, Zuckerman, I had a motorcycle recently that I really
liked.
I'm driving these BMW bikes that are amazing. No, this was the 2022 BMW S1000 XR. Street-focused adventure motorcycle. It had the little cargo things, the red cargo things on the back.
For the kidney donors?
And, yeah, you put your organs in there after you crashed. And one on the back. I took the two side cargos off so I could lane split, and I was in heaven. This is a great bike, Zuckerman.
How many different versions of motorcycles is BMW selling? Do you know?
Tons.
It's good. Yeah, have you?
They sent me a list of all their press bikes for the year and just said, we'll just keep rotating. I feel so spoiled. I'm so happy with these motorcycles. The R18 was a little heavy for me and a little much, but this bike was perfection. So they call it like it's an adventure bike. So it's upright. You're a little tippy toe on it, but not so much. It's about 500 pounds, but it is fast and usable and nice. I really enjoyed this thing, Zuckerman. And because I had those side cargo boxes off, I guess they're just called cargo boxes, I was able to lane split and just blast through traffic, and you just want to live on this thing. But it's called an adventure grand tour or street-focused
split
adventure
personality.
Bike.
It's got multiple personalities.
Yeah, but it's made for the street, which I found really interesting because that's where most of my driving is. And I thought, well, why would you want that but on the street? And I think you want it for doing a little long-distance driving and road driving where you might go off-road for a little bit, but where you can come home with stuff and put stuff in the bike. And I have to say, I really dug it. This one had a premium package, an M package. It's 1,000, that's cc's, that's the displacement, 165 horsepower, which just comes on right. Somebody said something once, when I was reading about motorcycles, that I really, this bike is the same. It's like you get on a bike every once in a while, it just becomes your best friend. That's what this bike did. You don't really need to know anything else about it. The BMW S1000 XR very quickly became my best friend. I saw it in the garage, and I just had good feelings about it. It's hard for a vehicle to do that, isn't it? To where you just go, oh, my buddy.
Right.
My favorite jeans, my favorite sneaks. That's what this motorcycle was.
And I have to applaud BMW for keeping to this business, to being this invested in making motorcycles. It would seem to me to be a small part of their business, but I like that it's still, you're right, it evokes some emotional response in me when almost all of the cars BMW are making, I don't like them.
The new ones?
Yeah, the new BMWs really don't do it for me.
Boy, I've been suddenly getting into them. I wanted to buy a Z3. Or is it a Z4? What's the little...
It's a Z4 now. Z3, Z4. You're out of date about 20 years
ago. Yeah, Z4.
Yeah.
I kind of like the way those look. They just look like happy.
It's the best looking one, but then if you go to the M, then you have to deal with the kidneys in front.
This bike, let's see. So the seat height is 33 inches, so I'm 5'10". That's just a little too high, but totally, you know, if you're into these things, that's a bike for you to consider for sure. I'm surprised to hear you say that about, I thought you just had what are you doing now?
I'm Googling. I want to know to what extent the BMW...
Are you doing a seek and find? I'm doing the seek and find.
I want to know...
Then I'm moving on to coloring books.
I'm going to be looking into what percentage of BMW's business is the motorcycle aspect.
Nobody cares about that.
It has nothing to do with you.
But don't you like their cars? Like M3s and M4s are still great.
They're losing me.
What about the M2 you just got?
Oh, that's a different story. That to me, that was the last valid one. But as time marches, there's a lot of brands I feel are losing their way. So BMW is just one of them. I just don't understand BMW's design language most of all.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. They make some crazy choices, right?
Yeah.
Have you driven the Touring yet?
No.
Didn't I drop it last
week? No. And in fact, if I go to the garage, I'm going to drive the Cadillac. Or I'm going to drive the 66 911.
Well, that's a great car. That 66 is an amazing car. I heard about something today I'm going to tell you about after the show, but it's good. It had the right word in it. And I'll tell you the word. Can you guess the word? Nope.
Sell?
What's the most desirable word when you hear about an old vintage car? There's one word added to the model name that makes it the most desirable across all vintage cars, pretty much.
Available to us?
Prototype.
Oh.
Prototypes. I love prototypes.
Yes.
Prototypes.
We want a prototype.
There's a prototype. I got to get more information on it, but
this is how... something coming our way or a friend's way or whose way?
I'm not going to say, but it... It's I'm just, you know how these things come in and listeners don't, but this is how they come in. My friend in Germany heard about a car. It's a some kind of prototype. You want to hear about it? And I go, yeah, send me everything you have on it. I go, what exactly is it? And he goes, I don't even know. I'll send you the pictures. That's exactly, you're chasing stuff down and then you're making a judgment. So right. I can't quite say what it is, but when I hear the word prototype, I start to vibrate.
Yes. Weird features.
Yes.
Weird.
And we've been offered, you know, I remember years ago, Sam offered me a prototype 911 that was clear-coated steel. They did one without the paint. This is so dumb. It was a 75 911. It had no paint on it, so it was just a plain metal, clear-coated.
I know
for next to no money, yeah. Zuckerman. And I said, I don't know what I would do with that. Imagine how cool that thing
I
would
wish
be
we
right
had
now.
It down to run you over with it. I know what to do with it. Kill you with it. And I know which car you're talking about, but I won't say on the air.
Okay. Okay. What year?
Probably 66.
I don't think so.
Right around there.
Maybe. Possibly.
And I know what it's a prototype of.
Mouth it to me. No.
Really?
Nope. That's not it. But that's interesting. Is that car out and about?
Yeah, there is one of those out and about.
The poor listeners. Are you guys
playing inside baseball?
Very rarely do these things work out. All right, let's talk about the Cadillac, because Jerry and I were just saying, you know, how do you, we went down there and drove it.
Yeah.
You let us drive it, and it's an amazing driving thing, but it spooked me. And I'm not sure I could ever get back into it. How have you been driving?
I told you that the first time spooks you. It's too big. You can't even imagine
it. But have you been driving it?
Yeah. And by the I told you, by the third time, you're back to tailgating and menacing. You get right back into it,
okay.
Like riding a bike.
Well, I wanted to do that podcast in it idea. So maybe
we will.
If Lieberman survives. How long before you'll get in a room with Lieberman again?
Probably 2 or 3 weeks.
Really? That long?
Oh, he's so foul. I mean, as it is, he looks like he's like some giant germ. Could you imagine if you could put him under a microscope and see all of the germs and the bacteria?
I'm starting to worry about him. He shouldn't he be over it by now?
Well, you would think, except his body is, he thinks he's healthy, but he's not. He's just.
Well, God, I hope he gets better.
Could you imagine what's invaded his body? The Staphylococcus, the Streptococcus, the MRSA.
You're going to feel bad if he doesn't make it.
No, I won't.
Really?
No. Easy come, easy go.
Jesus, Zuckerman, you're so cold.
I would feel terrible if Lieberman died prematurely before Pike's Peak.
Well... That's the gallows humor, the dark humor of Spike and Zuckerman. And maybe you, after this 2-year pandemic of horrible things that have gone on. Maybe we're all just living in the dark pandemic post-comedic future where everything, we try to feel better by joking about these things that really scare us. Like Johnny Lieberman's beard. That's our show, Zuckerman. We've done an hour.
Excellent. Thank you.
We thank you all, as usual, and we'll see you next week on Spike's Car Radio.
Thanks for listening to Spike's Car Radio, brought to you by Hangar 56. Listen to new episodes every Wednesday, and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time, or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.